Passport to Texas Legacies from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Mike Bradshaw has served as a game warden for Texas Parks and Wildlife since 1973, principally in Dimmitt County. He recounts the early days of his career apprehending poachers.
And in those days, game wardens made lots of deer cases in South Texas. I can remember one season where Jim Pond and I probably caught 60 or 65 men apiece, which is quite a load for a game warden to make. And wardens all over South Texas were catching them like that. Oh, you'd have a little dry run in there where it seemed like you were snake bit, and then pretty soon, man, you could do no wrong again. You're out there catching them. And so we were free and unfettered. We could just run all the hours we wanted. We had all the gas money we could ever run through that old automobile. We had fast cars and big engines, and it was lots of fun. And the judges were available 24 hours a day, and when you'd catch one, you either hold him in, put him in jail, or you call that justice of the peace, and got him in there, and it was pay or stay here in Dimmitt County. If they didn't have the money, well, they could make their call from the jail, and they soon got the money. And that's the way it was.
That's our show, supported by the Conservation History Association of Texas. Visit them at texaslegacy.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.